Monday we were discussing the lashon of a Yerushalmi. Min hashamur ba'aret einat abotzer. So what do the words mean? So we had two opinions, according to both of which it refers to anyone which was meshumer in the past, even though right now it's not meshumer. According to Ben Atam, it's an Isur Achila, the famous Isur of Meshumer. According to the Rash, it's Asur Livtzer, in a normal fashion, something which was Meshumer. This is what we spoke about on Monday. Now we're going to open up to the Chumash and Rashi, and Chumash and Rashi and Ramban. Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Hei. We'll first read Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Lo Siktar, Lios Machzik Bo Keshar Kotzer. Interesting. On the word Lo Siktar, which means literally don't harvest, Rashi has a whole different word. Hefker. Nizi Recha, Shein Zata Refrash the Meoda Mehem Velo Hefkartem. Oh, it's Meshumer in effect. Lo Siftzor. Osam Ein Chabotzer. Eleman Mufkar. So Rashi is saying that there are two statements over here. The first statement tells us that it has to be Hefker. And the second statement tells us, well, if you were not Mafkarit, Nizirecha, then you may not be botzim. But you may be botzim and amufka. The Ramban quotes Rashi, Husovesh ha-shomer sadeil peirosa b'shvirs ein of peiros nesorin. There's a Rashi in Yevamos, a Rashi in Sukkah, v'chein ha-dova b'zeh b'din Torah b'derayas v'ruas n'chonos. There's no such thing as nisim b'shomer. No such thing. The Rashi says there's no nisim b'shomer whatsoever. Okay, and he quotes the Torah's Kohanim again, In vain is Yerechalo Sivtzor, Men Hashomer Boretz Yata Botzer, Avla Botzer Men Amufkar. What does he do with that? Rav will explain, Rashi, In vain is Yerechalo Sivtzor, also Men is Yerusa, Avla Tavkir HaKol, V'tivtzor Imanim. So according to Ramban, the way he explains Pshat and Rashi, this is the In vain is Yerechalo Sivtzor. No Yisrib Achila B'dievet, whatsoever. Says the Ramban, a little bit different. Hanochan beperish hakosuv, in vain is yirecha kamo sviach kitzircha, v'lo sivtik mo lo siktor, ki oinyin b'chol ha-parasha lichpol adin b'shneem, yazir b'sodav, yazir b'kerem. There's a few other places where it's found, in Pasuk Gimel, in Pasuk Dalet, and the Sefer Shmos as well. So according to Ramban, there's only one din. According to Rashi, there seem to be two different dinim. But in any event, Reb Osai, not only is there an assay if you're not mafkirit, because after all, tishmetenu natashta, but if you are holding on to the peirush shvius and you harvest it, there's a los assay, los sitzar, los sitzar. Right. So what does it mean? Los sitzar. We learned in Yerushalmi, Kederech HaBotrin. So, do I mean Shalok Kederech HaBotrin? Is Mutter. There's also a statement of the Yerushalmi. Should come out according to this Reb Osai, that something which is Shalok Kederech HaMutter refers to anything which right now is not Shomer, even though in the past it was Shomer. So what do you do with this Iser Kederech HaBotrin? What is the Iser Kederech HaBotrin? What does it mean? Comes out, this Iser Kederech HaBotrin, which applies to something which really is Hefker, is all left based on Lashon Yerushalmi, according to the Ramban, Iser Derabbanan. And Iser Derabbanan, Kroas Machta Bialmo, Masrachta Bialmo. Rashi presumably holds the same way. If you look on the side, on the Sifsei Chachamim, tells you that the Pasha Pshana Rashi is a Din Derabbanan. They never mentioned this Isser and Pshat in this Pasuk. So, this answers the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. In Shin Chav Ches, he asks the Kasha. Sivkot Nalef, why isn't this mentioned by Rashi? It's an Asmachta B'Alma. And the Ramban explains it one more time. Read it again. Lo sifter osam benizirusam avol tafkir akol v'tivtreim im ho'anim. The Ramban says according to Rashi. There's two separate isurim. The second isur does not aser mishumas Rabbeinu Tam would have it, but it asers b'tzira benizirusam. That's a second stage according to Shitas Rashi. Whereas according to Ramban, it's a kefil. Any event, this is an opinion. So again, Rashi and Ramban are more makil in the Shaila. And the Rash, we saw last on Monday, is more machmir. Rabbi Natan is even more machmir. So the whole series of opinions. Now, the Rambam, let's open to the Rambam and see what he says. Open to the Rambam. Please, open the Rambam. Perek Dalet, we'll start Halacha Aleph. The Rambam and Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph. See what it says. Kol shetotzi aretz b'shana shviyas b'emen hazera b'shenafva mikodem shviyas b'emen ha'ikarim sh'niktsu mikodem v'chazu v'asu sh'neim nikum sviyach b'emen ha'savim v'ayirok l'sholim e'lein b'en l'zera ha'kol mutu l'ochlim en ha'torah sh'neim ha'v'hoysa ha'shabas ha'osachem l'ochlim ha'fi l'sona sh'en ha'tayva b'shviyas y'tzam ha'peiro se'em b'torim b'achila v'zeh sh'neim ha'v'sviyach y'tzirich ha'lo siktsa. What does it mean? Sh'lo yiktsa k'derech sh'kotzer b'chol shana. That which Rashi left out, according to the Rambam, that's the main point. V'yim kotzer k'derech ha-kotzerin loke. And he tells you what it means. Kotzer kol ha-sodeh, hemit kri, dosh be-bokar. So what do you do then? Kotzer ma'at ma'at, v'chol ve'et v'yochem. So that's the Rambam. Now, he makes no distinction over here, Rabbi Osai, whether it's meshumah or not meshumah. No distinction whatsoever. You have to always have a shinui. Always have a shinui. But this issur, according to the Rambam, is a daraisa, a lo sensei. And there seems to be no additional issur if you happen to be kotzer, that which is already presently shama. Of course, the question becomes, how will the Rambam learn the Yerushalmi's Lashon, quote, min ha-shamer i'at ha-botzer. What does that mean? What does that mean? Shinui works even by shamer. Not shinui is aser, even if it's not shamer. So what's going to be? So as a matter of fact, if you look in the Radvaz, in Halacha Chav Beis, Chavdal Halacha Chav Beis, he's bothered by this question. The Rambam writes on Lachav Beis, "Ha'peiros shiyotzi ha'ilim b'shvius lo yasof osin kederech she'osin b'chol shana shenemar as invein as yirecha lo sivtzor v'imbotza avodas ilang obotza kederech abotzim lo." Once again, the derech abotzim plays the main role, and just yes, we should refresh our memories. It's open to the Mishnah. We haven't opened the Mishnah yet. Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Pechet Mishnevav, Tainan Shal Shviyas Ain't Kolson Osin Bemukza, the Kolson Osin Bechorva, and down one after the other. There always has to be some kind of a shinur. So the Radvaz quotes that Mishnah, and then he says, Take a look, please. Quotes the Rash. He says, let's read from the Kos of Arashdal, okay? Rabosai, let's take a look. The Kos of Arashdal. Komai de asfin hocho haina min ha-meshumar. Abo min ha-mufgar. Shari ki yuruchay. Ki demucha bi rishalmi. E svich yitzir alo siktor. Min ha-shamar bo'arz yet abotzer. Bo'otzer at min ha-mufgar. U'masha min ha-shamar bo'arz ein at abotzer. Kedaka. Abo bo'otzer res kedaka. Min ha-mufgar. So as the Rash. Koshali ale. For kol sodas hefker hem b'shvies. How do you like that? Unbelievable. The Rama Akasha Yerushalmi Mitzvah, he left it out. That's not how you usually don't go that way. So you have to break your head, figure out the teretz. The Radva says, no, there's a kash against the Yerushalmi. It doesn't make sense. V'chi, one more time. So we said before, yeah, the low of Kira is over an essay, and your Kos is over a low essay. What's the Radvaz want? Right? But that's how he's explained. That's why the Rambam left out the Yerushalmi. Wow. And then he says, he says like this, Efshel the Taretz, Tiafino la midachsiv sviach kitzircha in venezirecha, mashma shomor velo mufkar. That's what it says. Shomor velo mufkar. In a chanami he's saying, the shavik le the kra di iu dachik umuki anavshe. In a chanami, the pasuk is talking about a balaver. Now that's what I thought. It's not only it's even a laugh. Rabbeinu lehutzuk lehaskir din zeh. Why? Fisha tvua v'chol asfichin gozru aleim afil ha'ide shino yosur. Because of a din gabe peris ilan. It's time to learn a shumur mebebat of beginos. Aber b'zman shi usfichin mutorin afil ha'ide shino yosur. Shino yosur. Hayu mutorin. Wow, achidish nifla. Okay, so I made myself a little chart. There are two parameters over here. Is it shomer or is it mufker? That's number one. And is it kedarka or shalom kedarka? So this is what came out in my chart. If it's shomer and kedarka, that's the most chomer, right? So Tosa says it's also b'daraisa. It's even also b'achila, right? Even if it was one shomer, that's the whole that's Rabbeinu Tam's over. If it was one shomer, it's also v'achila forever. The Rash is also the Raisa to do the tzira, but he doesn't hold to the yisur mishumah v'achila. And Rashi and Ramban and Chumash say no, it's only midoraisa if right now it's mishumah. Right now, at the present time, you're cutting it down something which is mishumah that demonstrates a greater degree of bialus. That's the most chomer dikur. Situation, shomer kedarko, and according to Rashi Rabban, it's only shomer if it's now shomer. According to the Tosfos and the Rash, even if it was shomer, according to the Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, it's even also bachila. According to the Rash, it's only also bivitzira. That's the most chomerdika of all. What will happen, Rabosai, if it's shomer and it's shalom kedarko? So the Rash said it's mutter. We just saw it. The Rash said. That's exactly what we're talking about, shomer, and it's mutar shalom kedarko. But Tos seems to say, no. Tos seems to say that it would be, in fact, aser. Shomer is also even shalom kedarko. Okay? So it would appear. Fine. Now, mufkar. It's mufkar. What's the din then? Kedarko or shalom kedarko? So, the Rashi says it's mutter. Mufka, everything's mutter. Everything's mutter by mufka. Huh? Everything's mutter. Shomer is mutter. Shalom kedarko. So mufka is one step down. It's mutter even kedarko. The Ramban So it's awesome with the Rabbanon. And the Rambam seems to hold that it's awesome with the Raisa. There's a special din of Kedakim by Mufka. That's the Rambam Shita. And it seems to be toast, seems to hold that way, and the Balamor and the Ravid. They all seem to hold as an Issa of Shmir, of Ketira Kedaka, even if it's Mufka. And what about the most lenient of all? It's Mufkar and Shalom Kedarka. Best of all worlds, right? So I'd say it has to be Mutter, right? For sure, right? Well, not so simple. Not so simple. And it all starts with a beautiful kasha here of the Sefer Torah Zeroyim. Let's take a look together. Torah, I'm going to read it to you from the Torah Zeroyim. Torah Zeroyim. Oh, who wrote it? Oh, Talmud of the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. As I come from the Brisker Rav, which is not very common, still written in Europe. Tov Reish Tzadiches, of Arya Pomeranchik, who came to Eretz Yisrael. It is a Yelid Brisk, how you like that? When he came to Bnei Brak, he was very close to the Chazon Ish, but unfortunately, he passed away at a very, very young age. Very young. I think in his 30s, if I'm not mistaken. And he also had the famous Sefer called Emek Bracha. It's even more famous, but that was printed posthumously. So that's who he is. Tremendous, tremendous going. Anyway, let's see what he has to say over here in our Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi, so you see, I think what he's saying is 100% true. But like all good brisker Torah, it's obvious once you see it. You know, that's the mark of brisker Torah. And the mark is you don't see it without the briskers. That's the thing. If you see it without them, you don't need the briskers. You don't see it until they show it to you. That's the best Torah. Okay? So watch what it says. Rabbi Osai, he quotes the Rash. You should look at the Rash again. I'm going to read it to you verbatim, but it's worth doing a second time. Kula mas nis darsh taras kohanim. Nisiv lo sifzor. Kederach abotri. Mikana to omer. Tena shal shvias en kotz nuzam vuxa. The whole Mishnah. Fine. That's what we just said before. The Rash says Rabosai, Mufka or Kedarka was Mutter, and Shamar Kedarka was Asa B'Darais. Fine. Kosha, yes, a Gevaldik Akash. A Merdik Akash. Why didn't I think of this Kash? Why didn't I think of this? The Shinuyim, if you look in the Mishnah itself, Perches Mishnevov, it's changed. The way you crush the grapes or the olives, how is that going to retroactively solve the issue that you cut it down in a normal fashion? Pile ploying. More than that. Dafka minam shomer avol minam mufka shari kiruchei. Tosis above a metziah dafnun ches yes sakasha. It says in Mesach Boit Kot Nav Gimel that petzira and ktzira asir mishum avodas ha'oretz b'shvias. You're working the land. Uvavodas ha'oretz lo shayech klal lechalek ben mufka lemeshumer. Mufka lemeshumer is when it comes to the fruits. Not do it the land, the trees. So the whole thing is a pellet. So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, let's start off, open your Rambams again. Like any good brisk, he quotes Rambams. The first Rambam is in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvahs asei lishbos b'shona shvius me'avodas ha'oretz v'avodas ha'ilonos. Okay. Fine. Alocha beis. Ein alokim en ha-Torah el al-azriyo al-azmira v'alaktiro al-abtiro. That's alocha aleph and beis. Now alocha dalet. Excuse me, perek dalet. Have you already read perek dalet before? We read it again. What does it say? He says, What does it mean? Sviach yitzircha lo siksa shal yiksa kiderech shakotza b'chol shana. Going to kotzar kol asadeh v'hemet kri etc. v'dosh b'bokar o shakotza l'avodas oretz k'moshe b'yarnu. What's that all about? We glossed over it before. Right? He said before you do it hemet kri v'dosh b'bokar. Oh, it's kitzer l'avodas oretz k'moshe b'yarnu. What's k'moshe b'yarnu? Where k'moshe b'yarnu? In Halacha Chav Beis, we read it again, one more time, Rabbi Osei, one more time. Ha'peresh she'yotzi yilam v'shviyas l'yesav lo k'osan k'derach she'osan v'chol shana she'nemar, as in vain is yirecha lo sivtzor, v'yimbotza l'avodas ha'ilan ha'chbatsu sh'k'derach ha'avodas v'lokom. Halachav Gimel, v'keitzad osem. So what are you supposed to do? Te'enim shol shviyas en k'otzen osan b'mukta, etc. What do you see, Rabbi Osei? Tzvei dinim. Hallmark of brisk. Tzvei dinim. Shnei dinim, he says. What are the trade dinim? One. Avodas ha'oretz v'avodas ha'ilan meleches k'tzira b'tzira atzmez osur. No shinu will help. It's too late. But that's only yim kivein l'avodas ha'oretz v'ha'ilan. What's going on? That's one separate issue. No shinu, nothing. There's another din. Din basifas atzvua v'aperus. Shelo yasof osim kederach shosof v'chol shana. That's what it means. Lo sikso kederach ha-kotrim and derach ha-boltrim. There shinu helps. And there, abosah, the shinu helps not only in the ktsira itself and the besira itself, but even in the ksisha and the dricha. Because the nature of the issue is not an issue of ktsira as such. It's a nature of processing the fruits, the produce normally, gathering it normally. Of course, the first step in gathering is cutting off the ground. Oh, what a beautiful Pshat Rambam. I read these Rambams, I didn't see it. Who saw it here? Maybe someone else saw it before? You heard this from me? The Torah is wrong? About ourselves, we can say, Einayim lehem v'lo yiru. We saw the Rambams, right? We saw the Rambakamas, but we didn't figure it out. Until he figured it out for us. Oh. Ad kan pshat Rambam. It's beautiful. So let's go back to review all the Rambams. So in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, what did he say? What's the nature of the issue in Aleph Aleph? Rambam was very careful. He says, Chalaosa malacha me'avodas ha'aretz o'ilanos. It's for the sake of the grounder of the tree. And that's what he means over here, Abosai, when he says in the fourth parak, let's see if we can find it. Yes. Kagon shekotza kol asada vehemet b'kri v'dash v'bokar. Issa number one. O shekotza l'avodas aretz k'moshe b'yarnu. Where b'yarnu? Perek Aleph. Halach Aleph. K'moshe b'yarnu. That's k'moshe b'yarnu. Now it's a new din. A new din is what's called asifa. Lo yesev osu k'derach shos b'chol shana v'shana. So it's two different, right in Halach HaBeis, it's a two din, right? Stares in the face. A new din. Oseh b'chol shana v'shana, based on losivtzar. Losivtzar means it's the first step of asifa. But it's one big issue of asifa, and if you make a shini anywhere along the line, including the dricha k'tisha, it's also good enough. There's another issue. What's that? Botza l'avodas ilan lo shabbos l'derech ha-botzrim. That's loke. Avodas ilan. A separate avera. There's no shini who's working for that. That's beyond an aleph aleph. That's Dalet, as he says it in Dalet Aleph as well. two different dinim. Either katsa kol asad vehemet kri v'dash b'bakar, that's din number one of asifa. Oh, shekatsa l'avod asad v'moshe b'yarno, din number two, which is found in Aleph Aleph. And in Aleph Aleph, he didn't get around to this yet because he wasn't talking about Perish Shnis. He's just talking about the karak itself. The Rambam is everything is a perfect seder. So the Issa number one is an Aleph Aleph. Issa number two is delayed till Dalit. Dalit Aleph, Chav Beis, Meiridik. I think it's Meiridik of Shad Rambam, which I confess I was clueless about until I saw it in the Torah's room. Now, he says, here's his big chiddush. The Gam Das HaRash came. The Rash also holds fundamentally that way. Even though we had an odd chart, the Rash is not the same as the Rambam. And
That's
Moed Katan. The Tosfos Kasha is answered. The Ramban and Chumash is no. The whole mission of us is the Rabbanan. It's all Mishnah Avodas Tolosh Kiruchayu. It's all the Rabban. Adkan the Chiddush Gadol of the Sefer Torah Zeroin. Meir the Chiddush. And it goes to Tosfos Menachos Pei Daled. Kashi against Rabbi Natamos Mishnah was also Bachila. Shomesh Svichin Mishnah is not in Scharon. How can you bring the Omer from Svichin Mishnah? Nimin Mashke Yisrael. Great Kasha. They said, Shal Hektishlo. What do you mean, Shal On a simple level, it means, you have very often Pturim of Hektish. You have Shosh and Nogach, you have Pturim of Hektish. Throughout the Torah, Reach, it's always a Pturim of Hektish. Vidach, Pashup Shah. Fine. The problem is, there's a whole discussion in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, which indicates that we're not talking about Tzvichim which belong to Hekdesh. Because you can be Zocha without a pigeon. Ach Nire! The Kavona Satois means a Menachos Pei Dalid. No, it doesn't mean who it belongs to. It's not like in the Evan Baba Kama. Dafka Mishamer the Tzorech Hedjaru the Yasser, Misham Mishumer. Velo Shal Hekish means in Mishamer the Tzorech Hekish is Mutter, Abosai. Mekotzel the Tzorech Hekish is Mutter. And so the Shita Mekubetz says in Kufyut Ches Meferish, the name of the Rosh. I looked it up, it's there. Only if it's prepares. Avodas Ilan Akaka wouldn't help Hekdesh. There's a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Torah Zeroim, which I wanted to share with you. So if you can look it up, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vov. Fine? Now Rabosai. Shamur. Shamur. So Tosis and Kuf Chavei says Shamur is Asa, Mishum is Asa. Even a Shini wouldn't not help. It's interesting. Does anyone else hold that way? So if you look in the Marie Kurkus, Halacha Chav Beis, he suggests that even the Rambam holds that way. Like that Tosfos. That's a Chiddush. It's not clear in Rambam. Marie Kurkus says that way. The re in Yevamos Kufka Beis, Gamen Amuvka Reino Yochel Livtor Ela B'Shinui, Umirashamar asur. Afilu bishinui. Pirish. Litzar. Well, something's missing in the trint over here. Kibisha kosa bishalabatsu. Unfortunately, there's a few lines missing over here. This is in the side. Kinir chasurka. But that's the Marie Kurkos learns up shot in Tosis. And he says, no, the Ram holds the same way. Because the Mishnah stam perish shvius uchenuya, stam perish shvius mufkaramem. Sounds like the Radvaz. It seems to say the Ram holds that lactosis, that shalok kedarcho would also be also by Mishumah. I don't know where he sees it in the Rambam. I don't see it in the Farish, but that's what he suggests. Quote of the Rash. Those six Kederech HaKotzim is talking about Meshumer. So Bishini would be Mutter, as we said earlier. Fine. At kind of outside the chart, going through the various sheetahs in the Rishon. Now I open up the Sefer we've been using recently. Sefer Shmitas Karkos. See what he has to say about these things. And we'll start an appropriate page. Page Shin Mem Tes Shamat Shmit goes to this discussion. In the court of the Chazanish, the court of the Rambam, who's local? Only the Bailam. Because the Bailam are exercising their Bailas when they are Kotzer Kedarko, not somebody else. This is in Simon Yud Beis, Oshei. And Osvavi brings a Raya. From Otsa Bezdin. Remember our friends Otsa Bezdin? We haven't forgotten it. They can do what they want. Coats and Kedarkan, boats and Kedarkan. How can it be? He said, the rice? No. It's not for themselves. And there's no bailas. So therefore, the Mishnah here, Chesvav, is only referring to the Bailam. According to the Rambam. Yes, it's true, but according to the Torah's Rome, that's only if it's not Mechav and the Kaka Lila. However, Shlomo Zalman seems to say in Simon Zion Oz Dal in Madana Eretz that even someone else is awesome. And he claims that even the Chazon Ish, who's lenient, might concede in the case of either a Poel who's working for me or a case of a Meshumer. That's a fascinating question. Okay. What'll happen, Rabbi Osai, if the Paris are in effect, what we'll call in our language, Paris, which have no Kedusha Shvius. It's remarkable. I mean, the Torah's Roam, who's the Chazish's Rebbe, intuited this. Chazish says it like this. They're two separate Yisurim on both sides. The Yisur of the Shem Karka of Ilan starts Rosh Hashanah and ends Rosh Hashanah. It's a din in the Karka. However, the other din, which is Asifas Perish Shvius, that depends if it has Kedusha Shvius. Bein the Kula, Bein the Chumra. As it come out, it could be Asur and Shminis. It's Chanata B'Shvius, and now it's in Shminis. The Easter of Lo Sifta applies, even though Shmita is already over. Shmita is over already. Doesn't matter. And on the contrary, if it was Chanat B'Shishis, and now it's Shvius, the Easter will not apply, even though it is Shvius. It's a two different. It's fundamental, Rabos. It is fundamental. Okay, let's discuss a couple of practical questions which may exist with people who have friends in Eretz Yisrael. Someone asked about mowing the lawn in Shvius. Can you mow the lawn? He says as follows. I think it's called in Hebrew Kisuach Desha Nachon Otniel. Kisuach. Okay, I never heard the word before. Kisuach. L'shem noy. Some say it's okay. Some say it's only okay if it's obvious that that's your intention. You don't want the grass. And some say it's also because when you mow the lawn, it makes the grass grow better. And some say those facts are wrong. What do I know about mowing grass? When I was a kid, my mother said, go mow the lawn. Okay? I thought it was purely l'shem noy. It should be overgrown. The neighbor shouldn't complain. Makes the grass grow better. What do you say about saying? I don't know. Ask your gardener. I don't know if he's telling the truth. Okay. Yeah, I know pruning, but it doesn't mean everything. It always works that way. Narabal said, fascinating. Speaking about practical question in Eretz Yisrael. A person lives in a typical apartment house. In Eretz Yisrael, most people live in apartment houses. And apartment houses, almost all, have what they call a ginat noy. There's a little garden in front for the sake of it looks beautiful. Rabbi said, true, you've been there, it's all over the place. What happens if they don't conduct themselves properly in the Chashvius? What am I supposed to do? I'm a firm yid, I keep a whole from shit. They hold that, the Bechira, although they say the Hetta Bechira doesn't apply to these gardens. They never sold these gardens, only held something for farmers. Well, they make a mistake. It says Hetta Bechira is in the farms, and we're also, but whatever, they don't know. They're not firm at all, not Shomer Mitzvahs, whatever it may be. What's my responsibility? So he says as follows. I may have no choice but to pay my dues to what they call the Vad Bayit. You have to pay it. If you don't pay your dues, until they'll throw you out. They'll take you to court. Who knows what they'll do to you? You got to make a protest. My money is going for to clean up the outside, to pay for the electricity. My money is not going to this illicit malach. And some go further and say, I have to be mafkir my chelek in the ginat noi. Quoted from Rabbi Yosha.
You can't say prayer about.
No, they're doing the whole ginat noi.
No,
with
your money.
The money, maybe. I'm saying, but here they. So it's after you mafkir it. Hadava noted the tzorach lahafkir. Quoting from Rabbi Vosner, I think from Rabbi Yashiv. You have to be mafkir it. What do you find a concept of this? Shvisas behema b'shabbos. You have a behema and it's going to do it. You have to be mafkir it. Same thing applies over here. Rabbi Usher Weiss, if you give me those notes, I don't know if it's still there on the bottom of that pile. I'm not sure if it's there anymore. He was very not in favor of this psak. He said, number one, if you have to be mafkir, it won't help because it's legally still yours anyway. You have your own share. I don't know if this is where you have an apartment. I guess the way it works in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a co-op or something like that. You own shares in a company. Everyone else owns a part of the garden. I'm just saying, I'm Harani Mafkir. It's the first page. The first thing he said. Oh, opening line. What should one do with garden in Eretz Yisrael? First Siman in Minchas Asher. Some say after you mafkir it. Rabbi Yosef. By Teresa Spamta. Rabbi Yosef has a hard time understanding this. These are the notes. In Shviz and Aseva Losa say it says, Karmacha, Tzircha, Satcha. Yet we say, it makes no difference whether it's yours. No, we is. By Mitzvah say, Shav Sarts. So why should we think that there's a Kesha between Easter and Bailas? There's no Easter having Bailas when Avodas Asuras are being done. The Rama puts Aseh Lose together and asks whether you do Malach or not. There are 9 Makoros in the Sefer from Shas, Zalacha. Sometimes Maaseh Degoy is that you did it yourself even though in Shuchas Anachri. It applies to Avodas Yilonos. Okay? But if you can't control the neighbors, tell the Vada Bais you are unhappy and ask to act differently, then it's Nafshoy Tzalta. This Hefka means nothing, but as by law you have the same responsibility. This is true even if you have to pay, as you're not mechuyav of the fact. Along these lines, the idea of buying land in Eretz Yisrael to be kind of is amusing. It's like buying chametz in order to destroy it. Shev al tas doesn't make a difference. Plus, you're mechuyav the mitzvah whether you have a field or not. Doesn't make any sense. This is similar to the rush that people want to have to see petach hamor. Rabbi Asher Weiss takes no prisoners, Rabbi Asher. I said it more politely at the beginning of this month that I wasn't a fan of this, I don't want to call it a scam, but you know, to raise money, I'm not opposed to raising money. But I said, Baruch Shekivant, there's no mitzvah to buy land. And this is similar to this idea I told you at the time. I can't plant on your land, and the fact that I don't do it gives me an say whether I own land or not. So he's saying that the no Eastern having Bailus, no cash between Bailus and Issa. So there's no point in having Bailus in the positive sense. first two paragraphs of the shut of Rav Asher Weiss in Teaneck, New Jersey, to Akolo, Yeshiva Kolo there in Bnei Yeshua. So we are still part of the Teaneck community, even though we're here in Lakewood, Pennsylvania. Fine. Good. Now, Rabbi Asher, we come to the second part of today's shiur. Yes. He says, it makes no sense to be after it. There's no point. The aver is for you to do something. Or to tell the guy to do something, maybe. Here it's being done against your will. So the fact that you own it is irrelevant. He says, no kesher. Now, you know, I don't know what to say. In discussing this issue, he says, v'shav saras ksiv. Maybe he means what Rav Kook said, that the all of Eretz Yisrael is our responsibility, not just what I happen to own. That's what he suggests. Ad kan devarav. Now part two of today's shiur. Ooh. And that is a Yerushalmi Rabbi Oseh in Orla. It's on the Makoros, and we have to discuss something very fascinating. Yerushalmi. Orla, Perek Aleph, the end of Halacha Beis. Here we go. Watch. Ilan shenotu besoch habayis. Chaya v'orla upotu men amaisris. How do you know it's potu men amaisris? Asa tiyasiras kol tvua zareh chayotu basodah. Hasodah shana shana. It's not a sodah, it's in the house. Uvishviyis. Chayav and Arla, Potem and Meisah, what about Shvius? Tzricha. Which they understand to mean it's a tzorach here. Why? Tichsiv v'shav sa'oretz Shabbos Hashem on the one hand, the whole everywhere, Eretz, the Gansel, the whole land. On the other hand it says, Sot chalosizmah v'chamah chalosizmah. So one pasuk says one pasuk says the other. So the play Moshe says, Tzricha in Shvius b'safkalon. Because one Kosov Echad says, Oretz, Kol Mokom, Shu. And Kosov Echad says, Sotcha. Umistapers at the Pnei Moshe, Sveika Lechumra. Yeah. The Mara Haponim on the side, he says, wait a minute. He thinks his entire suffix is by the Isa, the Rabbanon of Svichim. With respect to the Isa, the Raisa of Zeria, it's certainly awesome. That's what he says. Ha sugidach b'saf kol svichas shvius olam b'soch habayis. But the isa d'oraisa certainly applies even in the bayis. A shver pshat because he's quoting psukim over here. Quoting psukim. Psukim. He'll tell me. Rabbi Kiva holds Tzvichim is the Raisa. We don't pass it, Rabbi Akiva. So the Pashup Shah is not the way the Maraponim says. Now we turn to the Pasa Shulchan. Pasa Shulchan is in Simen Aleph, Sivkoton Nun Beis. He says, what are you talking about? Sveik is the Raisa of the Chumra. Shvius Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon. So you have a right to say to the contrary. Sveika the Rabbanon, Lekula. Ilan Shanot the Besoch Abayis, how is the Sofek Imno Bakog Dine Shvius? So he says in the Pnim, Ikal Alokot the Maisa Shanog Bakog Dine Shvius. Okay, that's what the Tosus Rit says. That means the Mizur Advaz, I think he means. And the Mesechus Maisrus. But here in the Beis Yisrael, the Yisrael Mishklov, the author of Pasa Shulchan, he says, Nisha b'safek, Nisha b'baya, you pass the Shvius of the Zezdi Rabbonon, Fizah b'baya l'kula. Look at that. Chazanish says, no, the suffering in Yerushalmi is an Adin D'Oraisa. And we're machmir even b'zman hazeh. Fascinating. Oh, that's if something is grown grow on the ground in the house. What do you mean grow on the ground? You have a house. It's a big house. And it's a dirt floor. And you plant them on a dirt floor. So the Chazanish is machber against the Pasa Shulchan. Oh. However, there's another issue. That's what's called an otzitz she'eno nokuf. Rabbi Edelman Shas note came across it somewhere other. It's in Gittin, it's in Shiva Shemesef, as it comes up in the Shabbos. You find a place, it's a flower pot, which is not nokuf, right? Without a hole. Chaznish is making. Some say, to the contrary, the whole Shaila in the Yerushalmi is whether there's a din d'oraisa of Orla, Meister, and Shvius. But there certainly is a din d'rabbanan. For sure. In all three, at least. Who said so? The Rambam. Perek Aleph, Hinuchas Meister, Halacha Yud. Ila Shinata Besoch Abayis, Potem and Amaisus. Shenema aset yases kol tvoas aracha yotzi asada. Shoin. V'yero ali shuchaya b'maisa b'divrayim. Yichaya b'divrabonon. Why? Sherei te'enaho medes b'chotzer chaya v'laaser perosel im asofon kiyachas. What does that mean? What does that mean? What's going on over here? How do you read this Rambam? I couldn't read it. Who can read this Rambam to me? V'ro'al ishu chayim edimashim edireyim shereteino medes b'chotzer chayim lasal peroseo imasofen kiyachas. What does he mean? You know what he means? Rav Shlomo Zalman told me what he means. I wouldn't know otherwise. Milcha Shlomo. Simen nun alas of Kotten Zayin. You ever hear the expression of Riyas Pnei Abayis? Come on, it always comes up in a few places. Masechta Beitza, Masechta Bava Metzia, a few places in Shas. We know, based on the positive Yartei Kodesh Ben Abayis, that it's only a din where it's Tevel Gomer, with the Bispe Shemaim, the whole works, if it has Riyas Pnei Abayis. Remember the Gemara Brochus, that they used to put it into the roof to avoid Riyas Pnei Abayis, Doros Rishon, Doros Achon, a few places in Shas. However, in Beitza, I think it says, that there are other, what we call kovim. You have to have miruach, this little zroim Torah. You have to have miruach, which we spoke a few times, we spoke about miruach. But miruach is not the final step, it's a koveya. If something is koveya, it finalizes. What? And I think there's six things, no? What are they? Shabbos, Melach, Mecca, Kenyan. Whatever it is, a few different things. And one of them is chotzer. The chotzer is the equivalent of a bias. Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that's found in the Rambam. Shreyatein omedes b'chotzer, chayav la'aser peroseh, masav v'kiyachas. They treated the chotzer as a bias. So now, wait a second. They treat it as a bias. If bias is potter, even with the Rabbanon, it's going to come out. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Shtei chumri de sasri ha'adodi. What does that mean? That if a chotz is like a bias to be koveya for chiyuv meiser, so we should say that the laws of a bias to pater should apply to a chotz too. It's not a field, it's only a chotz, it's a yard. So therefore, we have to say that no, Yechayev and Masus Midivreyem, even in the house, even in the house. So we no longer have a tata de sasri. What's the tata of a chotzer? Is it a sada or is it a bias? Because even a bias is chayev de rabbana. So a bias is chayev de rabbana. So a chotzer is chayev certainly mid de rabbana. So therefore the rabbana can come along and say that a chotzer is a bias. To be mechayev you is a koveya. Otherwise, it would be a tata sasri. That's what Shlomo Zalman's pshat in this fascinating Rambam. Interestingly, the Ravid says no. The Ravid says you're potter. Potter. Yeah.
Why is it more of a tarti de sasri? Because the way I understood the tarti de sasri is that, like, if it sees the chatzir, then it'd be chayv. But if it started growing in the chatzir to begin with, then it's potter. What was the tarti de sasri?
No. The question is as follows. How do we treat a chatzir? Is a chatzir a sada or is a chatzir a bais? What is it? So we know full well that a chatzir is treated like a bais to be mechayev in maisim. Right? That's a fact. That's a given. That's a given that he's saying. It's a given. A chatzir is treated like a bais. Now, wait a minute. If a bais is potter completely from maisim, which is pashed as one side of the Yerushalmi, let's say a chatzir is also potter from maisim. Because a bais is potter from maisim. No one said that. So you have to say that no, on the level of the Rabbanan, a bias is chayev, a chotzer is also, everything's chayev. That eliminates the tata de sasra. Look it up. It's on my desk. Simin Cheshlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simin Nun Aleph, Ozai. That's what he explains. The Ravid says you're potter, taka. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman has a line, a zinger. But the Ravid is the one who says that Shemitah Mizmana says the rice in Perek Av Halacha Yiraf. That's what some say pshat and the Ravid. I thought the Ravid's the one who said it doesn't apply at all. Wait a minute. Wasn't the Ravid the one who said it's only as Midas Chasidus?
Shemitah Skarkos.
Ah, okay. Very good. So that goes to the base of Levi. That Shemitah Skarkos, maybe the Raisa, even though Shemitah Skarkos may be only Midas Chasidus. We're going to hopefully, Mitzvah, later this week we're going to start Shemitah Skarkos. We'll get to review some of these things that we've been speaking about until now. The Ravid in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, says only lo zikim only bavel. Then it's rabbanon. Aval lo b'mashach zikim, which sounds like it holds as a daraisa. Okay. So therefore, what's Rav Shlomo Zalman saying? You want to like the Ravid who doesn't worry about this manashach of the Rambam, and therefore we're back to the Bible of Shita. In Yerushalmi? Haha. But the Ravid himself was a Zeraisa. We shouldn't have fellow Kule Shneim. According to the Rambam, that Shemitah Zman says the Rabbanon, he asks everything but the Rabbanon, at least, presumably, Orla and Shemitah and Maisa. The Ravid who holds, you put them in Maisa, maybe put them in Shvius also, according to one side of the Yerushalmi. But he holds, it's a Shavu Zeraisa. So therefore, you have to be Machmir when it comes to Shviz. Maisa may be the Rabbanan, Shviz may be the Raisa. We spoke about it before for various reasons. Not going to go into right now. Okay. In any event, there's the bottom line. So Shlomo Zalman, Lo Niska B'Shemoka B'Feirish Shechivu Trumos V'Maisris Gam B'Bais. Not much what he means about that. That's what the Rishami was discussing at that very point. Why? Because they relied on a din of Otzit Sheino Nakuf. Otzit Sheino Nakuf is Tovo Midrabonon, the sugas we have in Gittin and elsewhere. Even though it's not an Asadeh, and it's also Tolosh Lagamri. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman concludes, if Shvius is Noeg by Otzit Sheino Nakuf, so too in a house. Why are we discussing all this? It sounds so theoretical. Who knows why? The houses, those greenhouses, they have an Eretz Yisrael. What's the status? Now, you'll say it's a farmer's problem. No, it's related to us as well. Again, I'm going to say the Shemitah's Karkos on page Shin Pei Aleph. He says that if in the house or in Otzitz, there's no violation for the farmer. There's no Kedusha Shvius either. That's what he says. So it's relevant for us. Schochos Bezo Gush Katif. That's where the greenhouses were? They were? I understand. But besides Gush Katif, are there other, what they call, Chachot? Chamavot, Chachot, yeah? They have other places too? Near you. Near Sderot. Okay. Okay. So we have to see. I thought it was Lamaisa. We'll see soon. So these things are very unusual. I saw something which I don't understand. I saw in the Shut Mishnas Yosef, there's a pilpul with the Aza. It's only Mitzrayim, it's only Bavel, back and forth. He says, no one discusses it because nothing, we don't have a Paris in what is it? You know why? Because in Yerushalayim, if it's Mishal Akum, this Bechlal, no problem. And we don't have Paris Yisrael from Aza. I said, what? What Gush Katif, Paris Yisrael and Aza? So you have to explain to what that tshuva means. I'll show it to you. It's in, I think, Chelik Dalit. Chelik Dalit was written Tov Shin Nun Dalit. When did they start the farms of Gush Katif? 84. It's 10 years later.
Oh, way before.
Way before. Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe that's what I thought. I'll show you the truth. I don't understand that. If you could give me a shot, I don't understand. Anyway, right. Rabbi Osai comes to Chazon Ish and asks the kasha. I asked you to see Mishnah Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Osai, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Let's move. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. It says. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Hey, that means batim after Rosh Hashanah are asur. We were saying that the bias is mutter. At least according to one side of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi didn't know about the Mishnah. Psh. What a kasha. Answers the Chazon Ish. What does this mean? And this is also Yerushalmi. Give a look at it. Here in the Rosh, for example, on this Mishnah. What's Batim mean? Osim lehem geda gavoa amas hava va'ilan umal nosa offer uvishalmi mashma bias mamish osim kitzel ala ilan rebbeinu shalolam. If that's pshat in this Mishnah, it highlights pshat in Yerushalmi and Masechta Arla. Here a house, there a house. Here a house, it's osim b'shvius. And their house, according to one side, is mutter b'shvius. Answers the Chazon Ish. It all depends what kind of bias we're talking about. Here, there's a roof on the side of the tree to protect it from extra sun, but does not prevent rain, dew, or air from coming in. So the contrary, this house helps the growth. But not the babayas of the Yerushalmi. It's a house mamish. There's no rain, there's no dew, there's no air, there's no sun. V'habayas lehem leroets. Chazon Ish is loshen. Come according to this now is a problem. Today, our chamamot, as he calls it, they help. It's not a roets. They help. That's a big problem. Maybe there's no leniency in these kinds of houses. More than that, the Rosh writes in the Tshuva, Kol Shaderach Lizro Akach, even Otzit She'eno Nokuv is treated as a Nokuv. Explains the Rav Yashiv, Hol Vaderach Legadal Behen, it's not considered a Chesaron. No, so what about Gush Katif? It says over here as follows. They make a Gush Katif for a whole series of reasons, right? Number one, it's not included in Kibush Ole Bavel. Some say, Lo Kivshu Ole Mitzrayim. And some say, even Ole Bavel captured it. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Halacha Lamaisa, talking about Aza now, is very, very meaningful. So, but we're still out of time. I don't want to go late. So we'll stop right over here. And Mitzshem tomorrow, we'll continue discussing this Pesach. And maybe there'll be Pesach in that Shut Mishnas Yosef, if we can. Good.